This year's forum is even more critical maybe for us than the first one, because we are getting very close to an event that we call Unispace Plus 50, which is a celebration but also an important milestone in developing a more solid international collaboration. So the agenda for the office is getting heavier and heavier, but the challenges are more getting more concrete, and we start seeing solutions. And we have been discussing at this forum different types of solutions. We have been proposing approaches to be more efficient, to have more impact, particularly in helping countries in having access to space-based information, so they're in better positions to reach their sustainable development goals.
Talk to us about some of the challenges countries are facing in accessing space-based data.
In many countries, in many developing countries, the difficulty is that there's still a lack of awareness about what is available and what can really be achieved with that type of information. There is still, in many cases, the belief, and I'm talking at the governmental level and the main actors at the country level, there's still the belief that this is not accessible because of cost. While within the UN and with different partnerships, we're trying to open up access, not always free data, but at least open data, and more flexible mechanism to access information. And we're talking satellite imagery, but also derived product from navigation system, from telecommunication, and very importantly, in how we can integrate these different services into more concrete applications. In disaster management, there is a need to be able to localize the actions where are the problems very precisely and use satellite imagery at the same time. So this type of integration is important.
UNOSA, your office, is helping to sort of bridge the challenge that the developing countries are facing in terms of accessing some of this data. I wonder if you can just update us on your efforts in that regard.
Mm-hmm. UN SPIDER, which is about providing space-based information, particularly specifically for disaster management and emergency response. We are not talking much more about disaster risk reduction, because it's clear that reducing the vulnerability of populations and infrastructure is much more efficient and in terms of lives saved, but also financially, economically, to do that than just wait for the response. So we're working with different organizations to make arrangements to develop mechanisms so that data is more available. That's one thing. We're not ourselves generator of data or products, but we are in touch with the main ones from the private sector, from government agencies. We now have agreements with the government of China. We're developing agreements with private entities in the sector, with governments in Europe and Middle East, even here in UAE, to make access to their product much more easy, but also maybe in many cases free of charge. And that's major. I said earlier that one problem is that governments are not aware of what's available. So not only we make them aware of what's available, but we try to develop mechanism where they get the good information that they need at a cost or at no cost, at a cost they can afford.
And at the forum, you presented an example of how UNOSA can help a government, helping them to access yes. data in a disaster response situation. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can just tell us about that.
Yes, well, there are many examples. I did take one in Asia earlier, because we happen to have had a technical activity in Nepal, in that case, last June, which corresponds to about the time where the government published a report on what was its priorities in relation to the Sustainable Development Goals. And from there, we're able to identify and work with the government and say, okay, we can assist you to answer that specific challenge that you have. And we think with partners, we can help you to access the proper tools, the proper solutions for that specific target. And if the target says it has to be solved by 2020 or 2030, we can set a calendar to work together to make sure that happens. And this can mean capacity building, it might mean developing institutional arrangements, helping the government develop policies, helping the government develop bilateral agreements with other institutions, which we think can help.